I can't remember if it was the, what is it, the Canada something, something net. And I, while I was there on a Thursday night, I was able to check in without any problems. So which club are you? You are with the North Van, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's it, North Shore Amateur Radio Club, and I am going to be heading up there later on because it's project night.
And where is your club station located? You said there's high noise floor, so it must, it's always QRM, depending what's around your station, I suppose. So where are you guys located?
Okay, it's at 14th and St. George's in North Van. St. George's is one block east of Lonsdale, which is the main street running up and down. But we got the hospital there, we got the police station there, we got the fire station there. We have high rise very close by, so there's all kinds of electrical noise and QRM too. So it is a bit of a challenge, no doubt about that.
Yeah, when you're right in the heart of like the downtown of North Vancouver near Lonsdale, so it's not the best location. But yeah, as for me, I'm going to be challenging myself on the advance. No rush. There's an online course, and then I'm planning to do an in-person course if they're available in my area. Anyways, back to you, and we'll give the next person a chance.
Okay, we'll do that, and hope the advanced course goes well. We did the advanced course at the club there, but way, way back, quite a long time ago now. I just barely squeaked through, actually. Anyway, thanks, Jason. Thanks for checking in. Okay, it's Bob, V7RPX. I'm here for about another half hour, and then I got to start thinking about putting some on the table if I'm going to go to this get-together at the club tonight. So, okay, who else we got? Wait to check in.
Victor Alpha 7, Alpha Victor Kilo.
Okay, there's Max. Are you still at work or are you done for the day?
I am done for the day, just about to leave. I want to make a comment. It was somebody going to do advanced course. So I think it's a website, advancedamateur.ca, and they have a very good tutorials in preparation for exam.
Okay, V7 Juliet Sierra Oscar, if you copy that, and Max, could you give that website once again?
I don't really remember exact addresses. I think it's advancedamateur.ca. It's run by, not Hiroshi, but what's his name? Pradit. Somebody from the Burnaby, I believe, or Richmond.
Okay, that's true. Well, the clubs may be putting it on. As I say, we haven't put it on in our North Shore Club for quite a while now. And they did have, or are planning to have one online with Radio Amateurs of Canada, but I'm not sure when that one is starting.
I just know that this website, I was using it, and it was a very great help for me. It's just really helped.
Okay, very good. All right, thanks, Max. And you at work tomorrow. What's happening with the health and welfare net is Hiroshi is taking the rainbow net, so he may have to go a little past 10:30. But Brad is going to be there right at 10:30, and he'll take check-ins until Hiroshi's available.
Copy that. I will be around tomorrow. At least I'm planning to do, unless something will go wrong at my work. Okay, thank you, and 7:30.
Yeah, definitely. If something goes sideways at work, I know you're going to have to deal with it. Okay, thanks, Max. Thanks for coming by. All right, looking for further check-ins.
DA7, Charlie Kilo, Oscar.
Armando, got you on the paper, but I heard a little buzz once again. Was there someone else trying to check in?
Yeah, thank you, Bob. I'm on my handheld walking the dog, so probably that's why it's a little bit noisy. But good afternoon, everyone. It's 7-3. Thank you for taking my check-in, Bob.
Yeah, okay, Armando. Yeah, well, good solid signal with very good modulation, too. No problem picking up at all. Okay, you and the dog, enjoy your walk out there. All right, looking for further check-ins.
Victor Alpha 7, Zulu Tango November. Good afternoon, Bob.
Okay, got VA 7, Zulu Tango November. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bob, I'm just taking my mobile radio because there's some scratch here. How's my signal, by the way?
Okay, oh, good signal, so thanks for coming by. I appreciate that.
Yeah, this is Peter Alpha 7, Zulu Tango November. Love you all, guys. 7-3.
Okay, I think you're number 34 on the paper here. All right, let's keep going here for the better part of, well, another 25 minutes anyway. So who else would like to check in? No signal. Okay, E7RPX standing by. Oh, I walked on someone. Who is that?
Bob, it's Max. Website advancedamateur.ca.
Okay, Jason, V7, Juliet, Sierra, Oscar, did you copy that?
Victor Echo 7, Juliet, Sierra, Oscar, copy that. Thank you very much. I'm actually checking out the site itself, and I can see that there's some videos and course material. That'd be great. Thank you very much, and that's going to be really helpful.
Okay, very good, Max. He's picked up on that, so that's great. Thanks for digging out that information. Okay, well, let's carry on here. Like I say, should be here another 25 minutes, looking for further check-ins.
Victor Alpha 7, Foxtrot Romeo Charlie.
Okay, VA 7, Fox Romeo Charlie, go ahead.
Good afternoon. Name is Frank. Down on Gabriola Island, visiting from Prince George. So just thought I'm on a handheld. So just thought I'd check in to see if we could make contact.
Oh, well, you have indeed. And a good signal into the repeater. So thanks for coming by, Frank. You're visiting from Prince George. Did I get that right?
That's correct. Thought I'd put the snow shovel away for a couple of days and come down and see what the sunshine looks like.
Okay, very good. Well, didn't really get much over here in North Van, but looking out where you are, it looked pretty bright over there, so it looked like not a bad day at all.
No, hasn't been a bad day at all. A little cloudy this afternoon, off and on, but overall, yeah, very nice weather. So thank you for taking my check-in.
Okay, and are you aware of the big net that's on this one in the morning? It starts sometimes as early as 8 o'clock, but they start at 8:30 with the earlies, and then they go through a roll call. It's called the Rainbow Country Net.
No, haven't heard of that. Is that out of Chilliwack?
No, it's on this repeater.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this Chilliwack is called Rainbow Country. That's why I asked. I spent 40 years in Abbotsford, so, yeah, just before I moved up to Prince George. So anyway, yeah, I'll give it a listen in the morning.
Okay, well, yeah, a little bit of history there. The original one was out of Chilliwack on, I think, the 14710 repeater. But that, and it started way back in May of 1981, if you can believe that. But it migrated to this repeater quite a few years later. So anyway, give them a shout. They get a lot of check-ins, like I think the record is something like 185 or something like that.
Oh, wow, that's impressive. Yeah, we have a check-in up in Prince George. We get 50, and we think we're doing great. So, anyway, thank you for taking the check-in again, 7-3.
Okay, well, when I go through Prince George this summer from my road trip coming all the way back from deepest, darkest Ottawa, I'll have to get on the local repeater. Okay, thanks, Frank. Thanks for checking in. All right, looking for further check-ins.
Victor Alpha 7, Juliet, Oscar Papa.
There's Josie. Got VA 7, Juliet, Oscar Papa on the paper. Go ahead.
Good evening, Bob. This is Victor Alpha 7, Juliet, Oscar Papa. My husband offered to pick up the kids, so she's not home yet. But I'm sure if you're still on, she would love to recheck in with you. Hope you're having a great day, and thank you for taking my check-in. 7-3.
Okay, well, if it's at all possible, I was looking forward to after what you mentioned this morning. Thanks, Josie. Thanks a lot. Thanks for checking. Anyway, well, we're getting up there. I think we're well past 30. So, or almost 36, I think. All right, looking for further check-ins.
DE7, November, Oscar, India.
That's a Victor Echo 8, November, Oscar, India. Did I get that right?
Victor Echo 7, DE7, November.
Okay, so it is a Victor Echo 7. Okay, a little bit rough, you better go ahead while we got you.
Afternoon, Bob. I'm just portable down on SD level to Harbor here, so I'm curious as to how my signal's coming in. Back to you.
Yeah, it's a bit what I call a Rice Krispie signal. Lots of snap, crackle, and pop. But we got you on the paper, and we got everything you said there.
Thanks a lot. 7-3.
Hey, thanks for checking in. All right, let's keep going. For another 20 minutes. Anyway, who else would like to check in? Okay, it's Bob V7RPX. This is the Thursday Chaos Net, and I will be here till the bottom of the hour. So, taking more check-ins, hopefully. Okay, Jonathan, got you. Stand by a sec. Anyone else want to check in? Okay, you got a spot to yourself there. VA7, Juliet, Charlie, go ahead.
Bob, how's my signal testing?
Yeah, a little bit fuzzy, a bit away. And the modulation just a tad low, but otherwise it's full copy.
Okay, QSL. Just holding a handheld, you know, upstairs, you know, in my house here. So, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Hope you and the family are all well. And anyway, the strength and the modulation came up there on your last transmission.
Yeah, I figure if you actually talk louder into the microphone, that would help. Yeah, so, everyone is well over here, and, so it's almost March now, so, it's playing around with HF, and also actually got my rotator fixed. Some of the wiring, you know, was not making contact, so I was getting funny azimuth number and the rotator thing that, you know, is pointing to the east when it is, you know, actually pointing to the north, and then keeps on jumping, you know, around. And then what would be good, you know, when you have a computer trying to control it, because, you know, then you would basically mess up the rotator.
Okay, well, you have a rotor. What sort of antenna is up there? What antenna is that?
I've got like a 7-element Yagi for 2 meters and a 10-element Yagi for UHF. So this is a satellite style rotator. I've got azimuth and the elevation control.
Oh, you can do it in three dimensions then.